Dave Matthews is now back in the U.S. He's working on a new album with his band in Charlottesville, Virginia. And earlier in the week, he took some time out of his recording schedule to talk about his experiences with Trey in Senegal with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.
What is it that makes the two of you so enthusiastic and so eager to do this particular gig?
You know, first of all, having heard Orchestra Baobab for quite a few years, but sort of as something that I recognized as opposed to something that I sat at home and listened to, but I always enjoyed. And then the conversation of the possibility of going to play with this band and then therefore becoming much more familiar with them and listening to their records, it sort of like a hunger starts to grow inside you. And especially when I knew there was a possibility of going and playing with these guys, Trey and I were almost ravenous, you know, a little apprehensive, but also very keen to get over there and see what the source of this music was.
At one point in the film, you two are standing and watching Orchestra Baobab rehearse, and Trey turns to you and says, "Man, this is the cleanest music I've ever heard." What does he mean by that? What do you mean when you say that music is clean?
Well, I think what he means is that there's a precision to it. You know, maybe it's in a way more, in that sense, more like classical music, or maybe similar to some jazz. There's a sharpness to it, and I think that, although when you listen to it, it flows like water. It's so beautiful. It sounds so effortless. There's no unnecessary notes, you know, which certainly I think both Trey and I have been accused of quite often.
You yourself are from South Africa?
Yeah, I spent back and forth between the states. My family's from South Africa, so I have an attachment to Southern Africa, and then obviously there's more of a connection to Africa than if I hadn't been there. But it was a very unique experience for me to go to West Africa because I hadn't ever spent any time there.
Musicians like to almost go on pilgrimage to Africa, and you wonder why sometimes. You know, people don't go to Mongolia. They don't even go on musical pilgrimages to Asia, or not that much, or not in the same way that they do to Africa.
Well, I'm not entirely sure that I agree that people don't go on musical pilgrimages to those other places, but I certainly agree that the journeys to Africa and West Africa, more so than other parts of Africa in many ways. Africa seems the source of much of the music that we listen to today, either direct through the last 400 years, 500 years that have connected Africa brutally most often, but otherwise there's a very direct effect that Africa's had on the music of the world.
You know, the fantasy of having that song handed to the people who actually can play that style of music that I was trying to copy. I knew that they could take it over because it was an Americanization of their language.
It just seems to me that, I mean, this is what, for Orchestra Baobab, is good, that, you know, you can help them reach people in this country and say, you know, this is a band that Dave Matthews really likes and wants to go play with. I mean, that's going to help them.
Yeah, that's sort of, I think that's one of the biggest gratifying things, if more people are turned on to and then listen to and go and see or buy the CDs of Orchestra Baobab, but also opening people's eyes over in the States for the purpose of, you know, maybe adding a little creativity to the music scene over here. I think a little bit of the spirit of Baobab could certainly go a long way in the present climate of music.
And for more information about Matthew's collaboration with Orchestra Baobab, check out our website at npr.org.